Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe.
get out of this. Her diary sits by the bedside table. The curtains closed, the cat's in her cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh,
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Crying loud all the way across town. She's been searching for that someone, and it's me out on the prowl. As you sit around feeling sorry for yourself, well, don't get lonely now. And try your white and eyes. I'm just loving for the moment. Sneaks in my
weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
You can't go.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. CFW. Remember this one?
It was 1989. My thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in Northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her hair.
We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now.
Eclipse of the heart.
only falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Listen to now. Cause I gotta have faith.
I gotta have faith. Cause I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
The 80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The U.S. Justice Department announced actions against a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign designed to influence voting of specific demographic groups in the 2024 election and shape attitudes toward the war in Ukraine. September 4th, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland accused groups linked to the Russian government of paying U.S.-based conservative podcasters to push inflammatory and false news stories. According to a Department of Justice statement, three organizations under the direction of a first deputy chief of staff in Vladimir Putin's inner circle also created websites and social media sites intended to trick Americans into thinking they were reading legitimate news sources. The organizations created dozens of look-alike websites with Russian-produced propaganda, including The Washington Post, CNN, Fox News, and others. Other efforts used fake social media sites to target voters in swing states and conservative states, and specific demographic groups such as gamers, Hispanics, American Jews, and others. DOJ says 32 of those site domains were seized. 10 Russians, most of whom are connected to RT, a state-sponsored television network, have been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department. DOJ cites an unidentified Tennessee-based company as being paid to produce videos used in the effort. We've linked the DOJ's statement and documents outlining the Russian plans at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of making threats against the Chippewa County Courthouse was sentenced to probation on Thursday. Harley Alcala entered a guilty plea to felony bail jumping and making threats to a judge, prosecutor, or law enforcement officer, and was sentenced to 4 years of probation and fined $5,000. Alcala was accused of making a series of threatening Facebook posts before a hearing at the courthouse, one of which asked, quote, "Ever seen a courthouse shot up?" He will also undergo a mental health evaluation. The biannual point-in-time survey has found a sharp rise in the number of identified unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley area. According to the study, the total number of unhoused individuals in Eau Claire, Buffalo, Jackson, and Trempealeau counties has doubled just since January, jumping from 52 people to 104 people. Officials cited a lack of affordable housing as the reason for the sharp increase in the unhoused population and say the true number of unhoused individuals could easily be even higher. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for the second half of your weekend. Southwest winds today at highs will reach the upper 70s. In the overnight, clear skies. Lows will drop to the lower to middle 50s. On Monday, sunny skies. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 48.
CFW. We'll be right back.
And more.
Love Shack,
baby, Love Shack. 105.7 CFW.
Don't tell me. wish I could scream out loud that I love you. I wish I could say to you, don't go.
As you walk away, you feel the pain getting strong. People in your life that don't know what's going on. Too proud to turn around. He's gone.
Don't turn around.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.